Before we officially start, I must give a special shout out to the boys over at Recovery. Much like myself and the lads, Chris and Ian are a couple of rugby fanatics like we all are, and they've created various products with recovery in mind based around natural CBD remedies. Head over to their Instagram page or website and use the code 3blokes, that's the number 3 followed by blokes, for 10% off all their natural products and feel the benefit today.
Good afternoon, good morning and good evening from wherever you are listening from. My name is Jamie Robinson and welcome to episode 102 of 3blokes and the Rugby League podcast. I have my very good mates Jedi Moss-Goddard and Callum Wood with me today as we preview the playoffs coming up with the 7th and 8th position. It's not fully confirmed as of yet, although this is getting released Thursday night after the Knights and Titans game, so it might be fully confirmed for one team, but we are recording this on the Monday, so we thought we'd talk about the best of the rest. Jed Woodit, welcome to the show, mate. We've still got a lot of teams coming in for that 7th and 8th spots. We've got Newcastle, Cronulla, Gold Coast, Canberra, New Zealand Warriors, the Dragons and the Tigers, who can all mathematically reach that spot. And we'll start from the bottom up, lads. We'll start with the greatest club in the entire world, the West Tigers. We are on 18 points in 13th position, minus 162 points difference. Jed, we'll come to you, mate. What's our chances of reaching that 8th spot?
Zero. you've got Penrith this week. So if you had doggies, and because you've got doggies last game of the season, haven't you? You'd have a chance because I reckon you might take a bit of momentum. You need other results to go your way, but you really needed to beat Cronulla to have any kind of chance anyway. I can't see you doing Penrith over again. I think it'll be done this weekend for you, mate.
Yeah, to be fair, I think looking at our fixtures from a couple of weeks ago, I think not really did is with the Warriors loss, if I'm honest, more than all else. Cronulla was always going to be a tough game there, but I felt maybe with a bit of momentum we could have done them. But my heart says that we can maybe do Penrith again. Maybe they'll put a bit of a second string side in. Who knows? But even then, we'll probably end up blowing it against the Bulldogs. But Woody, just to sum it up, I'm assuming you're probably on the right track as Jed on that one.
Yeah, because it's still mathematically possible, I'll give you a 1% chance of speaking in there. But I think probably that the recent slim defeat to the Warriors did you a few weeks ago as well. And any team that gets a double done over them by the Eels in a season does not deserve the top 8. I can't see it, mate, but as you like to keep heading out, it is mathematically possible, so there's got to be a very, very slim chance.
This self-deprivation of your primate supportership is loathing, mate. It's loathing. Coming up to 12th spot, lads. To be fair, first of all, I probably agree with you on that one, but I'll go 5% just because I think we can potentially turn Penrith over, but who am I kidding, to be fair? 12th spot, St George Illawarra Dragons. Started the season really, really strong. Have slipped into a bit of an abyss, especially from around the origin time and onwards. Jed, 18 points, minus 126 points difference. They've got the Cowboys coming up this week. And then they've got the South Sydney Bunnies, which is obviously a big, tougher task. What are their chances in terms of a percentage on what they are going to do in getting in that 8th spot?
I'll give them 15%. I think they'll win this week and put it up to 20, but I think the minus 126 will be their major downfall. Because even if they do manage to win again against the Bunnies, I can see a team who's already, well, Cronulla, Gold Coast, Canberra are already on 20 points and all they need is a win. And I can't see St George really matching them in terms of the points difference. I'll give them a 15%, but I reckon they'll definitely beat us. But then you never know. The last game of the season threw up some weird results. Teams resting players ready for the final series, especially Bunnies who might be consolidated in third and can't really go any higher or lower. So you never know. But I feel like, it's unlikely just because of the points difference mainly. But I'll go 15%.
Yeah, you make a good point, actually, with the kind of last game of the season, if everything's a bit tied up. But I think with the Rabbits, obviously, they've got a bit of that rivalry with Dragons as well. They won't want to lose to them, but yeah, you make a good point. Woody, are you thinking about the same, or do you think the Cowboys can maybe turn them over this week?
I don't think the Cowboys can turn them over this week. Yeah, I'm thinking about the same in terms of chances. I think the Dragons' season's been gone a long while since the barbecue game and whatnot. You know, I think they're on about 6 losses in a row. And even when they're in the playoffs for such a long time, you know, round 2 to about round 18 or what it was, I didn't think they were playing that well anyway. But they kind of stuck at 7th place for ages, for months and months. I can't see them having a much of a renaissance now. And they need a lot to go their way anyway. So I think the Dragons are done for as well.
Looking at a team with a bit more positivity, Jed, 11th spot, New Zealand Warriors, another 18 points, minus 115 they are on. Two very, very tough games. We talk about games that are going to be deciders. It'll be really disappointing that they came out with a loss this past week against Brisbane. But this next week, they've got the Canberra Raiders and then they've got the Gold Coast Titans, two teams who are battling out for that same spot as well. What are your chances for the New Zealand Warriors?
If they'd have beat Brisbane, that'd have been my tip to get that eighth spot. But I feel they've just left themselves too much to do. Even if it gets similar to the Dragons, even if they get two wins, that minus 115 points, when you look at Cronulla, all they need is one win. They're on minus 32. They'd be on the same points with Warriors if they get both wins. And I can't see Cronulla conceding over or about 100 points in the next two games. I think they've just left them a little bit too much to do. I could see them maybe being tied with actual league points, but then the points difference maybe doing them over. But if I'm honest, I could see them capitulating and losing both games, really, because so is the Warriors' way of doing things. I'd go a little bit higher, maybe 20-25%, and I'd love for them to do it. But yeah, I think they've just left themselves a little bit too much to do.
Same thoughts, Woody?
Yeah, same for me. It's a massive shame they dropped that game to Broncos, because you know, I think they put together three kind of tight wins in a row to sort of put themselves back into position there. So they're playing the teams in the two spots above them in the next few weeks. So you know, if they do manage to win those two, the worst they could finish would be ninth. I'd love to see it. You know, they've lost so many games this season by 6 points or less, you know, 1 point games or single figures and whatnot. So it would be class to see them in there, but I think they'll just miss out as well, possibly just on points difference.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, lads. But I think even if they'd have won this past week, obviously they'd still be in 11th spot, depending on how much they won by. But I think the Titans and the Raiders probably see themselves as having much more to play for. So yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. I'd love to see them do it, but I think it's not out of the realm of possibility yet, but I think it's probably a bit too much out of their reach. 10th spot, coming up one more spot, Jed. Canberra Raiders, they've 2 points more. They've got 20 points, minus 85. We've just mentioned that they play the New Zealand Warriors this weekend and they end the season with a really tough task against Sydney Roosters. Everything is going to be on this coming weekend, isn't it, mate? What are their chances for you?
I'm going to go 40%. I'm going to stick with the percentages. I feel like they could have a decent shot. If they lose this game, they're done this weekend. They've got a win over that. They are done. Even if they're mathematically still possible, they're done. It will all come down to that last game of the season. Sydney Roosters themselves will be battling for try and finish above Manly there, going toe-to-toe until the end of the season. You don't know how Roosters have been a bit up and down, really. They've had so many injuries, so it's a hard one to call, but I feel that they're probably just going to miss out. Again, similar to the Warriors, how many times they've sort of like lost by close score lines, but they've thrown leads away. If I'm being honest, they probably don't deserve to be in the top eight, and I'd rather another team get it, especially with the quality that the Raiders have. They shouldn't really be in this position. They should have consolidated their finals footy a long time ago. But yeah, I probably think that again, it's unlikely, not out of the realms of imagination, but probably other teams, probably from a different point of view, I think other teams deserve it more than Canberra do, really.
What's your thoughts on that, Woody? Obviously, at the start of the season, if you'd have told us that Canberra would be in 10th with two games to go, you'd almost be laughing. Everybody was. In fact, I'm going to call him out now. Jed tipped them to win the minor premiership in our previews. And he proves how much they've fallen. Sorry about that, Jed.
No dramas.
A bit of an attack on that one. But it just proves how much they've had a really bad season, haven't they, mate? And what do you think their chances are of making the eight?
I honestly can't believe they're battling for eighth after where they were after maybe 12 rounds or whatever. You know, I think that's probably one of the first games I sort of analysed and I said that was the end of their season there. So for them to actually be back in this position. I just think the damage done by losing to Manly this week, you know, without Turbo, they absolutely should have won it. 12-0 up at half-time, blew it again. I said on the main shirts, 7 games this season where they've had double digits lead and they've lost the games. Like, I think kind of the psychological damage from that, I can't see them winning both their remaining games. So again, I'm going to say the Raiders miss out, but let's go percentage-wise. I'd probably give them about a 1 in 3 chance of sneaking in, but yeah, I don't see it.
one in three well-known percentage as well, would he? So. ninth spot, Jed. One more up there. Gold Coast Titans. Couple of out. Obviously, we both tipped them to try and make the eight this year. I thought they would do, and I still think they've got a good chance. Minus 46 there on. Big game coming up. It's probably already been played. Obviously, we're releasing this Thursday evening, English time. Newcastle Knights, that is arguably the game of the round this coming week. And then they've got the New Zealand Warriors. Two huge games for them. It guaranteed they will probably make the top eight if they win them both. Do you think they can win them both? And do you think they'll make the eight?
I think they will make the eight. I think they're going to be my tip to finish eighth. I think Newcastle have obviously pretty much confirmed that they're going to finish at seventh, but they are my tip. And the main reason being is that even if they lose this week, as long as they win one game and don't concede too many, Cronulla have got Melbourne on the last game of the season. And again, I froze up questions what time, but I can see Melbourne putting a lot of points on Cronulla. So I think Gold Coast can do it, and I hope they do it because I feel like rugby league needs to thrive there. And I feel like it will be deemed a failure if they don't make finals footy with the players that they've brought in this season. And to finish in the same spot, ninth, that they did the season before with a reinforced squad would be a real big blow to what they're trying to grow over in Gold Coast. So I hope they do it, and that I think they will. I think they'll beat the Warriors. Is that Warriors? Is that this week or the week after?
Next week.
Next week. So, yeah, I think they'll beat the Warriors. And then I don't know whether they'll beat Newcastle or not. That could be a big one. But Newcastle, then we know they can take the foot off the gas and they're consistently inconsistent. But even if they only lose by a try or two, I think as long as they put in a good performance against the Warriors, I think they'll do it, and I think they'll clinch that eighth spot.
What's your thoughts on that one, Woody? Are the Titans good enough?
Yeah, I think they'll get into it from kind of since the start of the season. I've been adamant they'd sneak the playoffs, and I'm sure they still will now. I know they've just got in there, and then the week after they've dropped back out. But I think whether it's on points difference or they do win these remaining two games, I do think they'll get in there.
Coming up to a team who is currently in eighth position, Jed, Cronulla Sutherland Sharks, also on 20 points and minus 32, only in eighth spot through 14 points difference. They've got the Brisbane Broncos this weekend and then ending up on the Melbourne Storm, like I've already said. Out of all of these teams, all seven teams that we spoke about, arguably the two hardest games coming in. Brisbane are on some really good form, finally playing to what they need to be playing in terms of quality. Melbourne, best team in the world at the minute, hands down. You've already mentioned it, mate, but do you think they can make the eight?
I think they'll lose both games. I think Brisbane will beat them. Obviously, it is technically a home game, but it's still taking place up in Suncorp. I feel like that's really worked to Brisbane's advantage. They've turned Suncorp into a bit of fortress again, taken advantage of the COVID restrictions, all games being played up in Queensland. And it's something that Brisbane really needed to do. As you said, they're on really good form at the moment. And I feel they'll want to finish the season strongly to take it into 2022. And I feel like Cronulla will lose. And then I feel they'll get blown away by Melbourne in the final game week, which will mean that the Gold Coast take that eighth spot, as I said previous. So, yeah, Sharkies to lose both the remaining games for me.
Any chance of Cronulla turning over Brisbane or Melbourne, would he?
There's definitely a chance, yeah, and it'd probably give them a lot more of a chance if Ronaldo Mulitalo was still fit. I think him being out for the rest of the season is going to be a massive blow for them. And I'm with Jed. I think they'll miss out, even if they do beat the Broncos this week. I think we'll concede too many to the Storm and miss out on points difference at best. So, yeah, fortunately for Cronulla, I'm plumping for the Titans to pit into it.
Definitely. So I think, obviously, once again, I keep saying this, we're releasing this after the Newcastle Titans game. But I think this week, Newcastle could beat Gold Coast. I think the Sharks could lose to Brisbane. Obviously, Titans will have already lost. I think the Raiders will lose to Warriors, which then boosts Warriors up as well. I think we could be going into the last week where Cronulla, Gold Coast, Canberra and New Zealand are all on 20 points fighting for
and St George, because they've got Cowboys.
Yes, and obviously Tigers who play Penrith. So, but yeah, we could be heading in for an absolute firecracker into the end of the season. We'll come on to Newcastle. We might as well speak about them, Jed. They're not fully guaranteed, but they're pretty much 90% there out there, mate. They've been really good this back end of the season. They're on 24 points. The only thing that's kind of against them, they're on minus 131. Obviously, they've had a couple of pacings this season. They play Gold Coast and they play Brisbane as well. Two really tough games.
I think what goes in their favour is that the teams below them are quite unlikely to win both their remaining games. Do you think, well, you've got to have Cronulla, Gold Coast or Canberra? Maybe Gold Coast, but then obviously, well, no, they'd need two of them teams to win both of their remaining games for them to drop out. And I think that's quite unlikely. So probably being favoured by the remaining games that the other teams have. But yeah, that 131 would be a big concern. But maybe they'll win this week just to consolidate it anyway.
What's your thoughts on Newcastle knocking out Parramatta in the playoffs, Woody?
Sounds like a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? And you mentioned that points difference there for Nice. It is a bit surprising when you look at it, but kind of said all season, they've not hammered too many teams. In fact, the only team they've really absolutely battered is, unsurprisingly, the Cowboys, who they put away 36-0, I think it was. But yeah, they've won a load of tight games, so hence the points difference is really poignant. Eels is plus 131. Knights just below them is minus 131, which is a bit of a disparity, but sure, that'll count for nothing when they turn us over in this playoff. So,
who are we going for then, lads? Jed, who's your two that make it?
Newcastle and Gold Coast. And then I'll go for a bonus pick. I'll go for Canberra to finish ninth and Cronulla to finish 10th, just to mix it up a little bit.
Would he?
Definitely Knights in 7th, yeah. Titans sneak into 8th, but I think Sharks will stick in 9th.
I'm going to do one of my bold statements that never, ever come off. Newcastle are definitely finishing 7th, I believe so. And then I think the last game of the season where Titans play Warriors, I think the winner of that will come in. Like you've mentioned, Jed, Sharks play Storm, Raiders play Roosters. I think them two are done. I think Warriors will beat Raiders this week, which takes them and Titans onto 20 points. And I think Warriors will do Titans last game of the season. So I'm going Warriors, outside chance to make the 8. Anything I say never comes off, so don't put a bet on it, but you never know. Knights are there already. Probably going to be Titans, but let's go Warriors on my behalf. Very fun podcast, that, lads. It's nice to see, actually, in the NRL this year, in a season where people have been a bit down on kind of Volandisborn and dominant games. Two games to go, and there's 7 teams fighting for 2 of the playoff spots, so really anything to see. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Three Blokes and a Rugby League podcast. Thank you very much, Callum Woody Wood, and thank you very much, JD Amos Goddard. I won't give you all the spiel that I give every single week. Just listen to our podcast, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter. We've got some unbelievable content. We've been going for over 100 episodes now, so if you don't believe us, the evidence is there. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you all down the road.